Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Quality Research Papers for Students of Religion and Theology by Nancy Jean V. Meester, with Terry Duane Robertson in later editions. It is a practical academic writing manual for students preparing research papers in theological and religious studies, designed especially for seminary and graduate contexts. The book guides readers from the first understanding of an assignment through topic selection, research, organization, documentation, drafting, formatting, and final revision. Its genre is not general composition advice, but discipline-specific research instruction, shaped by the needs of biblical studies, theology, church history, ministry, and related fields. The book is known as a standard classroom resource because it combines writing process guidance with attention to sources commonly used in theological education, including biblical tools, reference works, library databases, and online materials. Its purpose is to help students produce clear, credible, properly documented work that meets academic expectations while serving the interpretive and practical concerns of religion and theology. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, research paper writing as a complete academic process. A central strength of quality research papers is its treatment of research writing as a sequence of connected decisions rather than as a single act of composition. The book moves from understanding an assignment to narrowing a subject, developing a workable thesis or research question, gathering evidence, organizing material, drafting, documenting, and revising. This process orientation matters because many students in religion and theology enter graduate study with strong interests in biblical or doctrinal questions, but uneven preparation. Informal academic writing. The authors therefore address the practical mechanics that often determine whether a paper succeeds, such as defining scope, avoiding vague topics, Adaban Fershan and Dewey Shan, using outlines, and keeping research focused. The book also recognizes that theological writing must do more than collect opinions. It requires a disciplined movement from sources to argument. By emphasizing structure and sequence, the manual helps students see that clarity is produced through planning, not merely through good intentions. This makes it especially useful for beginning seminary students who need a repeatable method for handling increasingly complex assignments. Secondly, discipline-specific guidance for religion and theology students. Unlike general research writing handbooks, this book is tailored to the academic habits of religion and theology. It addresses papers commonly assigned in seminary and graduate religion programs, including biblical, theological, historical, and practical ministry-related projects. This specialization is important because theological research often involves distinctive kinds of evidence. A student may need to work with biblical texts, commentaries, theological dictionaries, church documents, historical sources, denominational materials, or ministry field data. The book helps readers understand that these sources are not interchangeable. A biblical exegesis paper, for example, requires different tools and reasoning than a paper on pastoral practice or church history. The manual also acknowledges the role of faith commitments without turning academic work into unsupported assertion. Its approach assumes that religious conviction and scholarly discipline can coexist when claims are carefully supported, sources are evaluated responsibly, and arguments are presented clearly. This discipline-specific focus gives the book its continuing value in settings where students must write both as scholars and as participants in religious communities. Thirdly, evaluating library, electronic, and internet sources with care, a major feature of later editions is the attention given to electronic research and online sources. The book reflects the reality that students no longer rely only on physical library shelves, printed indexes, and local collections. They also use catalogs, academic databases, digital books, journal platforms, institutional repositories, and websites. The authors do not treat this expansion as automatically beneficial. Instead, they stress the need to evaluate which resources are academically appropriate and which should be rejected. This is especially relevant in religion and theology, where online material ranges from peer-reviewed scholarship to devotional commentary, denominational advocacy, polemical essays, and unvetted personal interpretation. The book, therefore, encourages students to ask who produced a source, what qualifications or institutional context support it, whether it is documented, and whether it fits the assignment. This guidance is valuable for distance learners as well as residential students, because access to digital material can create the illusion that all available information has equal. Scholarly weight. The manual helps restore standards of selection and accountability. Fourthly, documentation, citation, and academic formatting is scholarly ethics. Quality research papers give substantial attention to documentation and formatting because theological research depends on traceable engagement with sources. Citations are not presented merely as technical requirements imposed by professors. they function as evidence of intellectual honesty, allow readers to verify claims, and show how a paper participates in existing scholarship. The book discusses documentation practices relevant to theological education, including forms associated with major academic styles such as Chicago and APA, while also addressing bibliographies, notes, and entries for varied source types. This is significant because religion and theology students often cite complex materials, including biblical reference works, multi-volume commentaries, edited collections, archival or church-related documents, and online sources. Poor documentation can weaken even a thoughtful argument by making it difficult to assess the foundation of its claims. The authors therefore connect form to credibility. Proper formatting, consistent citations, and organized bibliographies signal that the writer understands the conventions of academic conversation and respects both sources and readers. Lastly, practical ministry research and theological reflection. The book is not limited to traditional library-based papers. It also gives attention to church-related and practical theology research, including forms of inquiry relevant to ministry settings. This dimension distinguishes it from many generic academic writing guides because seminary students often write papers that connect theory, scripture, theology, and practice. Research in a ministry context may involve examining congregational life, pastoral problems, educational programs, mission work, or applied theological questions. Such projects require more than personal experience or anecdote. They call for careful definition of the problem, appropriate methods, ethical attention to people and communities, and thoughtful interpretation of findings in relation to theological sources. The book helps students understand that practical ministry research can be academically serious when it is planned and documented with care. It also encourages integration rather than separation between scholarship and service for students preparing theses, dissertations, or Doctor of Ministry projects. This attention to applied theological inquiry provides a bridge between classroom research and responsible ministry practice. In conclusion, quality research papers is best suited for seminary students, graduate students in religion, doctoral students beginning theses or dissertations, Doctor of Ministry candidates, and instructors who need a dependable guide for teaching research expectations. It is also useful for pastors or ministry leaders who want to write in a more disciplined academic style. Its practical benefit lies in making the hidden rules of theological research visible. Students learn how to move from a broad religious interest to a manageable question, how to select credible sources, how to organize evidence, and how to document their work in forms acceptable to academic readers. Its intellectual benefit is equally important. The book teaches that theological writing should combine conviction with careful reasoning, and that faith-based subjects still require rigorous method. Compared with general composition manuals, it stands out because it is shaped by the materials, assignments, and research problems of religion and theology. Compared with narrow citation guides, it is broader, covering the whole research process rather than formatting alone. Its enduring value comes from this combination of step-by-step instruction, disciplinary specificity, and attention to both traditional library research and electronic resources. If you would like to support Nancy Jean Wiemeister, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.